Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm going to provide this for you. We're going to make sure it's available. We're going to make sure it's available. But I saw one of the most insane things I've ever seen. And I thought I've saw a lot of crazy things before.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's pretty up there. There's this group of young men. So that alone tells you right there.
Right. Their brain cells have not fully developed.
It's amazing what young men can do together, you know? It's amazing. But they went to this place they called the Tundra. It's an undisclosed location that they're not letting anyone know. And they decided to film. I'm going to have this available for you. A 400-foot free fall swing, a pendulum rope swing through a canyon.
Oh, wow.
It is either the most horrifying thing you can look at, or saying, if you have the nerve, I'd love to do that. You know, it's amazing. They previously did the world's largest rope swing, and this is looks like it's in Arizona because it just looks absolutely gorgeous. I mean, gorgeous. And this whole video has this guy shooting a crossbow across the canyon, and they have what looks like simple rope, like climbing rope. I'm thinking, man, you need like a rope of steel or something.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just like simple rope. And you should see this no parachute, no nothing. And they're just, swinging. They have all this amazing video coverage. In fact, they had these drone helicopters. I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of these helicopters and these planes. Remote control things out more and more and more, but that's how they got some of the aerial shots looking down.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine free falling 400 feet and trusting on a rope?
They're swinging across a canyon?
A canyon.
What's the rope attached to?
Well, another side of the canyon. Like there's a valley, I guess, in the middle of it. So it's the other side of the canyon.
It's attached to the other side.
They show a guy in the video actually shooting with a bow and arrow the rope across. And there's several videos on this site that we're going to share with you. And you can see they actually have like a behind the scenes. So it looks like the first video said, oh, they're so brave. But the behind the scenes, they're like terrified.
Oh, yeah.
One guy says, I told my mom I wouldn't get close to the edge. I told my parents I wouldn't get close to the edge.
And, yeah, they lied.
It's just unreal. I don't recommend this personally.
Yes.
I personally don't recommend this, but I do recommend putting yourself in circumstances, situations that allows you to be challenged and, you know, get past some fear. You know, if you're struggling with fear, you just got to get past certain things. And I love what courage is all about. Courage is action, you know, in spite of fear, in spite of the things that are trying to press against you. And let me tell you, so many people are paralyzed today because of fear. I mean, they won't drive on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They won't do certain things. They won't go out at night. They will. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen, and fear is crippling. Yeah. It really, really is. And you got to get set free so that you really, truly can begin to live life the way God has designed for you to live, a faith-filled life, because fear is just the opposite of faith.
That's right.
And it's just wonderful to kind of get past that. I know you did like a free jump fall one time or something off of a platform.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, my gosh. It's a 40-foot, like, telephone pole. It's probably bigger around as, I don't know, 8 or 10 inches. And you had to crawl up this thing. Of course, you're tethered, you know, with a rope, but still, it's you don't feel it as you're walking up it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to stand on top of this 40-foot pole that's rocking back and forth in the wind.
Oh my gosh.
And then you got to jump as high as you can across probably, I think, 8 or 10 feet to get to this trapeze.
Wow.
While trusting that this rope and this guy down there at the bottom is actually going to hold you and you don't fall to your death. 40 feet, that don't sound like a lot, but when you're standing up there looking down.
Oh, dude, 40 feet is
it
high.
Is high.
40 feet is
it
high.
It is high. It's up there.
So did you catch the the trapeze?
I did not make it. I plummeted to my death. No, I jumped out and missed it, and the dude caught me. I did jump off. I did jump off, and it was freaky.
Yeah,
like this is just to your rash. You know, your logical mind. This is stupid. This is stupid. This is stupid. But you just got to believe the rope's going to hold. The dude's just not going to let go of it. And if I die, I die. You know what I'm saying?
But isn't that amazing, though, that you can have all these things? I remember when I was doing this mountain adventure or mountain tree, I think they call it, the tree adventure, treetop adventure with one of my sons. And we got up as high as 60 feet. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. Am I really doing this to my son? Am I putting my son out? I'm like, this is horrible. This is horrible. I was just so proud of him. He was 12 at the time, and he did it. But you're 60 feet, and you're basically trusting that you attached everything on correctly, and you put, you know, all the things you're going through. But it's just remarkable just to get past those things that are pressing against you and saying, you know what? I'm just not going to let fear. I'm not going to let fear dictate. And let me tell you, trusting God is a lot like that. Sometimes, you know, you just got to step on out. You got to go for it. You got to say, this is what the Lord has said. I'm just going to do it. You know, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And don't welcome fear as your friend. Fear is your enemy.
Right.
You know, sometimes people will welcome fear. Like, it's a pal. It's a buddy. He's not your friend. Mm-mm.
Send him on his way.
Yeah. Pack up his bags and tell him to go. You know what I mean? And allow the faith of God to fill you and carry you and take you to the next dimension, the next level. And there's a level of freedom that's wonderful. It's what cutting on the edge, living on for the Lord is all about. It's about saying, you know what? Let's do it, God. Let's just do it. And every single day is a faith-filled adventure and not this gnawing, you know, anxious knots in my stomach over every single thing that happens. Mm-hmm. And let's just go for it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.